meeting a need, making a difference. All of us here together on WNRN.
The James was considered one of the most polluted rivers in the whole country. So the James River Association was founded in 1976 by some concerned citizens who lived along the James. So that's all the way from the Allegheny Mountains to Hampton Roads. Hi, I'm Bill Street. I'm the president and CEO of the James River Association. Our two key goals, to protect the James and to connect people to it. And so we have a volunteer program called River Rats for people to be trained on what to look for and how to report back to our riverkeeper. We do a lot of on-the-ground restoration work, planting trees along streams and creeks in our urban areas, helping to green underserved and disadvantaged communities. We work on a lot of policy change and then to connect people to the James, just introducing a child to the river. Our children today are growing up with a massive dose of nature deficit disorder, where they're spending more than 8 hours on average in front of a screen and less than 8 minutes a day outside playing. And so that has a huge impact on how our children and our youth are developing mentally, physically, emotionally, and connecting them to the river can make such a huge difference.
The James River Association is a proud financial supporter of WNRN. To find out more about the nonprofit, including their State of the James report, WNRN.org.
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.